Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, approximately 15 lines from the bottom, at the two dots. Yitzchak Resh Galusa Bar Achsid Rabibi. Yitzchak Resh Galusa, the nephew of Bar Rabibi, Hava Kol Oza Mekartva LeSfamya, was traveling from Kartva to Asfamya V'Shochiv, and he passed away. As Mefarshim point out, even though the Gemara mentions his name being Resh Galusa, he was not the Resh Galusa. The Resh Galusa was the leader of the Jewish population in Bavel. As we will learn now in the Sugya, the question is, should we be concerned that there was another individual with the same name or not? And certainly, if the person in question was the Resh Galusa, there would be no question that there is only one Resh Galusa. Rather, either, the Mefarshim explained, was Resh Galusa was his name, even though he wasn't the Resh Galusa, or others explain that he worked in the office of the Resh Galusa, and all the people who worked in the Resh Galusa's office were called Resh Galusa. So this individual, Yitzchak Resh Galusa, the nephew Rabibi, was traveling, and he passed away. And a message was sent, Sholch Mahasam, Yitzchak Resh Galusa, Bar Achseid Rabibi, have a call, Ozo Mikurtva Lasfamya. A message was sent that he was traveling with Shochem and he passed away. So now the Gemara is going to try to understand. Micha Shinen, must we be concerned with Trey Yitzchak, that there was another individual with the same name? And therefore, we cannot let this individual's wife get married, or do we not have to be concerned? Abaya Omar, Abaya says, Chashinan, we have to be concerned that there's another individual with the same name. Rav Omar, Rav says, Loi Chashinan, there's no reason to have such a concern. The Mefarshim point out, the Shasayos Chuvas V'Shev Yaakov points out, that when the report came that this individual had passed away, certainly it did not include the fact that he was Rabibi's nephew. Because although, as Abaya points out, there is a concern that there may be more than one Yitzchak Resh Galusa, but that it's certainly unlikely that there's another Yitzchak Resh Galusa who's the nephew of Rabibi. So the Gemara says that he was the nephew of Rabibi, when even though he was a nephew of Rabibi, that wasn't part of the report that came that he had passed away. And therefore we have a machlokes Abaye and Rava, should we be concerned that there was another person with that name or not? And as the Rishonim point out in understanding this machlokes, Tosfos points this out. In a situation where we know that there is more than one individual with that name, and that there is also shayoros mitzuyos, there's travel, a lot of travel between the two cities, everybody will agree that we have to be concerned that there was another individual with the same name. On the other hand, where we don't know that there's another individual with that name, and there are no shayoros mitzuyos, there wasn't travel, everybody agrees, even Abaye agrees, that we do not have to be concerned. In a situation that we do not know that there are two people with that name, however, there is a travel, that's where Tosfos says, do we have the machlokes Abaye and Rava, with Abaye being concerned that there may be another individual with that name, and Rava not be concerned with that concern. In a situation where we know that there are two people with that name, but there are no shiarim mitzuyos, Tosfos doesn't discuss that situation, but the Ritva says that in that situation also Abaye and Rava would have a machlokes. The Mashal wants to say that Tosfos under those circumstances would agree that there is no machlokes and Rava will be concerned for another person, if that we know there's another person with that name, then maybe it's not the person in question. So Amar Abaye. Abaye says, from where do we know that we have to be concerned that there may be another individual with the same name? Menoa Minala. Dahu gita d'shtaka b'nadah. There was a get found in Hadar. V'ksiv, and the get said, b'tzad klanya masa, on the in the side of klanya. Some say it was the name of a city, others say it was the name of a neighborhood in Nahador. And as the Rifashim explained, this was a get that we knew was a valid get, because it had on it a hempik. A hempik is a certification that the get is a valid get. The question was, is the get, can we assume that the get was lost after it was given? And the get says, and no anridloy nador, I anridor from nador, patrice v'terechus, she has plenty, and to divorce my wife. And now the question is, do we have to be concerned that there was another couple with this name, or not? V'shoch avud ishmul kamed Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Avud ishmul sent this question to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya for his decision. V'sholach lei, and he responded, tivdok nador kula. Investigate in the entire city of Nahadah if there is another individual with that name. So we see that we have to be concerned that there may be another individual with that name, exactly what Abaya pointed out. For Rav Amar, how will Rav respond to this proof? Says Rav, Im Isa, if indeed the halach is that we have to be so concerned that there's another individual with the same name, so why did he just say to investigate what's going on in Hadar? Yivda kala oilami baile. He should have said that we should investigate the entire world and see if there are other individuals with that name. It must be that really there is no reason to have such concern, and there is no reason to conduct such investigations. So why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya say to conduct this investigation? Since obviously Avud Shmuel did have this concern, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, in respect to Avud Shmuel, did not want to completely discount what he said. So he said, do some sort of an investigation. Investigate in the city of Nahadol if there are other people with that name. And there is no need to, but really, halachically, is there no need to investigate at all. Says the Sefer Yad Shol in Yerideya. From here, we can learn an interesting halacha l'maisa. The way Rav is explaining the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya really held that no investigation is required. Only out of respect to Avud Shmuel was he machmer and require an investigation in the entire city of Nahadah. Says the Yad Shol, if there's a Rav that paskin l'chumra stringently in a certain situation, and other Rabbonim, following what he says, recognize that he erred, he made a mistake, he shouldn't be machmer. If they want, they could still follow that psak l'chumra in deference and out of respect of the Rav who was machmer. Amar Rava, says Rava Menah Aminala, from where do I know that we don't have to be concerned that there's another person with the same name? The Hanutre Shtari, the Nafka V'Mechuzah. There were two Shtari Chayiv, documents that represented receivables that were in the city of Mechuzah. The Ksibu Chavi Bar Nanoi V'Nani Bar Chavi, these two individuals, even though there were many individuals in that city with those names, and still, Vagba bar Rava bar Avu Zuzi, and Rava Avu enforced the documents. Says the Gemara, V'chavi bar Nanoi, V'ganoi bar Chavi, B'mechuzah Shchichetuva. There were many people with those names in Mechuzah. Why aren't we concerned that this shtar is someone else's shtar? So from here we see that we don't have to have that concern. As Tosfos, we began this year with a shayla about Isser. May a woman get married based on such a testimony, or should we be concerned that there's another individual with that same name? And we're bringing a proof from a situation of mammon. How can we bring a raya from a monetary financial situation to a shayla of Isser v'heter? Answers Tosfos. although the situation here is a situation of mammon, here we knew for sure, as the Gemara just told us, that there were other people in the city with the same name. Yet the Gemara says we don't have to be concerned. Says the Gemara, true that issa v'heter, allowing a woman to get married, is a much more stringent type of a shayla. But in the situation of issa v'heter, we have no knowledge at all that there is another person with that name. And therefore the two situations are similar. A situation of dinei mamonos, where we know that there are other people with that name, is equal to a situation of dinei iser, where we don't know that there are people with that name. And in both situations, Rav is saying, we see we do not have to be concerned that there's somebody else with the same name. V'abaya, how will Abaya respond? Here we clearly see that we don't have to be concerned. Says Abaya, l'may necheshla, what is the concern that we have? Il in a fila, should we be concerned that somebody had such a shtar and it fell? Mizazerbah. People are careful with their loan documents to make sure that they shouldn't lose them. Ila b'kadon, should we be concerned that somebody had the name, let's say the name that the Gemara gave us, Chavi bar Nanoi, he was a lender, and he had a shtar that represented a receivable, and he left that shtar by someone else with the exact same name to watch? Says the Gemara, Kivin the Shmei Kishmei, since these two individuals have the same name, Loi Mifkad Gabei, a person will not leave a shtar for safekeeping by someone else who has the exact same name as him, because he recognizes the concern and what could come out, the repercussions of such an act, that the other person may incorrectly present himself as the person to whom the money is owed. My Amrit, what's the concern? Dilma Masalei. Maybe the person who was the original lender sold this shtar, sold this receivable to another person with the exact same name as he. And the Gemara's concern is that perhaps there wasn't a valid kinyan in the transfer of the shtar from the lender to the person who he sold it to. Says the Gemara, Aisha is nicknas from Masira. A shtar can be transferred just by giving it over, and that's an adequate kinyan. And therefore there's no concern that there wasn't, that the shtar should not be considered valid in the hands of the person who's holding it, even if there are many people with the exact same name. Explains Tosfos, Rava, who did bring a proof from this story, holds that a shtar cannot be transferred just by mesira, by giving it over from the lender to the person who buys it from him. And therefore, the fact that we're not concerned that this shtar, that we see the shtar being held by somebody with that name, that there's maybe somebody else's shtar, is a valid proof that we don't have to be concerned when there are more than one person with the same name. Continues the Gemara with another episode, but as we will see, in this episode, Abaya and Rava reverse their positions. And here Abaya is the one that's not concerned that there may be another individual with that name, and Rav is the one that is concerned. Hahu gita d'shtak b'sura. There was a get that was found in Sura, v'ksibei hachian. In the get it said, b'sura masa, in the city of Sura, anon chanan b'achia nado, I chanan b'anadia, patreris v'tzariches plenis in the sea. I divorced my wife, ubat g'rabonim b'sura v'nado, and Rabbanan investigated the entire area of Sura to nado, for I have anan b'achia achrina, there was no one else with that name, l'vabam, except the individual from Chagra, that lived in the city of Nahardor. And Adam came and said, the day that this get was written, the other individual, Gabon Hava, was in the city of Nahardor. And therefore, since the get says that was written in the city of Sura, we could comfortably assume that it was that individual who wrote the get. The other Anan bar Chia, we know, was in the city of Nador. The get was written in Sura. And says Abaya, Omar Abaya, Afla Dida Minin Chshinim. Normally Abaya is the one that's concerned that there may be another individual with the same name. Hachaloi Chshinim. Here I'm not concerned. Because the Amri Sadi, we have the witnesses testifying to Medor Hava that the other Anab Chia was in Nador. My Baba Surah, he had no reason to be in Surah where the get was written, he wasn't in Surah. Asks the Rishonim, fine, we've accounted for the two Onan Bachiyas. One Onan Bachiyah was in Surah where the get was written, and the other Onan Bahadah is at home in the city of Nador. But asks the Rishonim, why should we not be concerned that there was a third Onan Bachiyah? And he may have been in Surah. And he no longer is there now. Meaning, why is the research that's done today adequate to prove what happened a while ago when the get was actually written? Say to Rishonim that even Abaya, who's normally concerned, follows what's the situation today. And if today we see that there's no other Onan Bachiyah, we don't have to be concerned that when the get was written, there was an Onan Bachiyah. However, the Paiskim discuss how far do we take this position that the Rishonim just taught us. Let's say we're trying to investigate and trying to judge on a story that happened many years ago. And we investigate, and today we find there are only two individuals with that name here today. Where there were so many years in between when the story happened, and today when the investigation is taking place, where in this time there could have been other people with that name. There could have been another person with that name and he was here and he left. There could have been another person with that name and he died. Do we have to be concerned or not? It's a machlekes apayiskim, but it seems that the most apayiskim hold that we only have to follow the current investigation and do not have to be concerned about things that we do not have any proof are relevant. Amar Rava. Rava takes an opposite opinion. Afli Didi, says Rava, even I, the normally Loi Chashinan, I'm not concerned for two individuals with the same name. Hacha Chashinan, here I am concerned. Why? Dim Begama Parcha Ozel. I had to be concerned, perhaps he went with a flying camel. This other individual who you know was in the city of Nador maybe quickly traveled to Surah and quickly traveled back to Nador, and therefore he was also in the city of Surah on that day. Inami, or we have to be concerned with Kfitza. Perhaps he flew to that other city and back to Nador through a Shem Hashem. Inami, or another concern, is merely Masar. Perhaps, even though he was in the city of Nador, he authorized witnesses, a cipher and witnesses, to write the get, and write the get in the city of Surah. And the halach is, k'ramalu rav l'safri, as Rav would tell the cipherim, k'ramalu rav huna l'safri, ki istnichu b'shili, when you're in the city of Shili, and you're writing the get in Shili, k'suva b'shili, write that the get was written in Shili. Afagav the mimsra mili behini, even though the authorization and the husband who told the get to be written was in the city of Hini. And vice versa, ki istnu b'chini, if you're writing a get in the city of Hini, Ksuvi Bihini, write that the get was written in Hini, Afagav the Milser Mili Bishili, even though the authorization to write the get was given in the city of Shili. And therefore, even though, says Rava, we know for a fact that the second Anon Bachia was in the city of Nahadah, that doesn't mean it wasn't he who authorized the get. And the reason the get says the city of Surah, even though he wasn't in the city of Surah, because the get has to say the city where it was written and signed, not the city where the instructions were given. And Tarsus points out that the cities of Hili and Shini were right next to each other. And therefore one might think, since they're so close to each other, there's no need to write, it doesn't make a difference which city you write, the city where the authorization was given, or the city where the get was written, teaches us the Gemara that no, we always have to write the city in which the get was actually written. The Mefarshim point out that our Gemara here says that Rava was concerned, Dilma Gamla Parach Ozel. Perhaps he flew with a flying camel. I guess we would consider that a plane. and therefore was able to get back and forth from Nador to Sura to Nador all in that day. As the Rishonim Tosfos asked the question, that we find in the Gemara Masechta Makis, says that that's not a legitimate concern. We don't have to be concerned about some sort of a miracle that a person could travel so quickly from one place to the other. Why over here do we have this concern? So some Mefarshim explain that actually that isn't the real concern that Rava had. Certainly Rava agrees that we don't have to be concerned for Gamla Parach. The main concern that Rava had was the last concern that the Gemara said, that perhaps he gave over, he gave the authorization in one city and the actual get was written in another city. That's how most Mefarshim learn. But there are Mefarshim that explain that the concern here of Gamla Parach does exist, even though it normally doesn't exist in other areas of Halacha. For they explain, in other areas of Halacha, where should we be concerned about Gamla Parach? The Gemara Masechta Makis discusses a question about Edim regarding if a person was killed, can we trust the Edim or not? Here, we're discussing the situation of an Eishes Ish. And the concern is that if this get is not a real get, this woman is not considered divorced. If we will accept the get and allow her to get married to another man, every time she has relations with this other man, she'll be over a terrible aveira. So when it comes to a situation where the testimony is referring to a one-time event, there we don't have to be concerned about Dimel Gamla Parach. However, where a situation by accepting the testimony, and if we shouldn't have accepted the testimony, an aveira will happen every day, every time they have relations, that we can't accept. Moreover, the Mefarshim explain, since as we learned earlier in the Masechta, Daf Ayin Ches, that Mamzerim do not survive, so if this woman who's really an Eishes Ish gets married to another man whom she should have not gotten married to, and she'll have Mamzerim, those Mamzerim will unfortunately pass away, so therefore we have to take the situation extremely seriously and not accept testimony unless we're 100% sure, and we should be concerned Dilma Begamla Parach Ozel, perhaps he went with his flying donkey. And in fact, the Mefarshim explain that this is Pshat what Avraham Avinu said to Sarah, Imrina, please say Achoisiat, that you're my sister, because otherwise, for Hargu Oisi, for Oisach Yichayu, they may kill me and they'll let you live. So ask the Mefarshim, we need to understand, if the people are such bad people that they're going to murder Avraham Avinu in order to let Avimelech have relations with Sarah, so they're the same Rishon that they have no problem living with an Eishes Ish. So why was Avraham Avinu more concerned that they may kill him than the king may be over Eishes Ish? But based on what we just explained, it's very understandable. The aveira of Eishes Ish is a lot more serious because every time he has relations with her, he's over the aveira of Eishes Ish. The aveira of murder, of course, a terrible sin, but it only happens once. And that's why Avraham Avinu said, they'll be quicker to murder me and do that terrible sin, albeit only once, versus the aveira of Eishes Ish. That's something that they're going to be careful of because it happens every day. Continues the Gemara, my Havelei the Shem Shmi. As we discussed in the previous year, there was that situation where the depositor and the custodian had a machloikis, if those seeds that he left with him were the same or not. What is the halacha? Should we be concerned that they are that the barrel was emptied and new seeds were put in? Are we not concerned? Rav Yehima Meloi Chashinin, we don't have to think that the barrel was emptied and they put in the exact same amount of seeds in that barrel. Rav Yehima Chashinin, we are concerned, and that is the halacha Chashinin, that we do have to be concerned that the depositor received back his seeds and the seeds in the barrel are the new ones. We learned in the Mishnah that even though a wife is normally believed to say her husband died, however, in a situation of ketata beino lebeino, if there is no peace between this couple, she's not believed. Ask the Gemara, heichi domi ketata beino lebeino. What is the situation that there is no peace between them that she's not believed? Amar Yehuda Mishmu, ba'amar bemeris lebala gershini. When they have such a difficult marriage that she tells her husband, divorce me. Ask the Gemara, kula nami amri hachi. It's unfortunately often, as Rashi explains, that a wife gets angry at her husband, and she may tell him, divorce me, but that isn't a proof that the marriage is not a good marriage, that she shouldn't be believed to say her husband died. Ella, says the Gemara, Omeris labala gerishtani. It's referring to a situation where we heard her say to her husband that you have divorced me. Ask the Gemara if that's the case, Lehemna, Midrahamnuna. If a woman says to her husband that she was divorced, she should be believed. Dorahamnuna, that Ravamnuna says, Ishish Amr Labala Gerishtani, if a woman says to her husband, you divorced me, Namenish, she is believed. Because the Chazaki is that Ishimeiz Banam if Nebala. A wife will not say something so blatantly, such a blatant chutzpah in front of her husband. So if that's the case, she should be believed. The Ramah says that even though our Gemara says that there is such a chazaka, that a woman ain't isha me'iza b'fnei bala, and as the Mefarshim teach us, there are two types of chazaka. One time the word chazaka means we follow a status quo, and sometimes chazaka represents human behavior. And here we're saying the chazaka here is that there's a chazaka that a woman will not act this way in front of her husband. Says the Ramah that this chazaka no longer exists. In our times, wives do not respect their husbands in such a meaningful way, and therefore they would not be believed, even if she said in front of her husband, he divorced me. Says the Gemara, the case of our Mishnah is referring to a situation, Bemeres Gerishtani Bifnei Pliny Yuplini, where she said, you divorced me in front of these two Edom, Vishilna, and then we asked Edom if it was true. The Edom said that such a situation never took place. Such a woman is not believed to testify that her husband died. Ask the Gemara, my Tam Diktata, why is she not believed? Rav Chinen Amar Mishum the Shakra, because she's a liar. Rav Simon Bar Ashi Amar Mishum the Amar B'Dami, as we learned in the previous case, here we're concerned that she will not be accurate in her testimony. Ask the Ramai B'Naya, what's the nafkamina between these two reasons? Says the Gemara, Ika Menayu Da'agal Huktata, in a situation where he's the one that instigated the fight. If the reason is that she may lie, so here we don't have to be concerned. Since she does not hate him, that she would lie out to such a degree that she would lie outright that he died, because it's he that started the fight between them, and therefore she would be believed. On the other hand, if the concern is that she's going to speak based on conjecture, so even though she doesn't hate him so much, since still we're concerned that obviously there is a problem in this marriage, and she therefore will not be so careful when she says that her husband died. Tosfos asks, how? What is the difference? Who instigated the fight between the husband and wife? We already know that this woman is a liar, because as we just finished learning on the Gemara in Amud Aleph, it's referring to a situation that she said that my husband divorced me, and in front of Edom. And then when the Edom were confronted, they said she was a liar. So the Tosfos answers that since, that even though she is a liar, she won't lie to say that her husband died. Why? Because when a woman says that her husband died, as we've been learning from the beginning of the parak, and we allow her to marry a second husband, and then her first husband comes, the halach is teitzei mizeh mizeh. She can't remain with the second husband, nor can she go back to the first husband. So even a woman who's a liar, says Tosfos, will be careful what kind of a lie she says. And she may lie in saying that her husband divorced her in front of witnesses, and it's totally untrue, but she won't lie in saying that a husband's dead when he's really not. The Mefarshim ask that the Gemara could have given another nafgamina. The Gemara could have given a nafgamina when she said that my husband died and I buried him. That, as we learned earlier in the Perek, even though a woman is not trusted in time of Muhammad, even though a woman is not trusted in the time of Muhammad, she is trusted if she said that I buried him. So why here can't the Gemara give that teretz? So some Rishonim actually say that the Gemara could have given that teretz here too. The Mashah quotes the Reim, and he says that in a situation where we know that there's a fight between the husband and the wife, even if she says kvartiv, we would not believe her. And Daruch Haner says just the opposite. Daruch Haner says that even in a situation where the fight, even in a situation where we she says meis v'kvartiv, everybody will agree that since she said such a very clear and strong statement, she will be believed. There's also another machloikas rishonim. What will be the halacha if the husband left her as an aguna and for many years, and he was meimedas, he converted to a different religion? What will be the situation in that case? Will she be trusted to say that he died or not? It's a machloikas rishonim, and the Ramah paskins that under such a situation, the woman is certainly not believed because of her strong dislike with her husband. Moreover, there's a machloikas apaiskim. What would be the halacha where we don't have any of the circumstances that are being described in this Gemara? She didn't lie. We don't prove that she's a liar. However, everybody is aware that this marriage was a marriage where there was no shalom bayis. And then a woman walks in and says that her husband died. Can such a woman be believed or not? Most poskim seem to say that the woman is believed. The Eliyahu Rabba, in one place, seems to say that where we have strong reason to believe that she really hates him, there we will not believe her even without the circumstances described in our Gemara. If there's an Eid Echad in a situation where there is no Shalom Bayis, can that Eid Echad be believed or not? Explains the Gemara's question. The reason normally an Eid Echad is believed, a person is not going to say something where he can be caught, and therefore this Eid Echad won't lie. What's the reason that Eid Echad is believed? She's careful and she investigates before she remarries and doesn't just rely on the Eid Echad. However, given this lay to Tata, here, since they don't get along, she won't be careful before remarrying. Take with the Gemara remains with a question. Although the Paiskip do point out that even though the Gemara remains with a question by Eid Echad, there may be certain circumstances that everybody will agree that Eid Echad is trusted. One such circumstance the Paiskip discuss is when the Eid Echad was Mesich Lefi Tumai. He did not come in expressly with the purpose of testifying. He was just Mesich Lefi Tumai that this man passed away. Another situation the Paiskim can discuss where perhaps an Eid Echad is Neman is a situation where he didn't just testify orally, but he wrote down his testimony. And the fact that he wrote down his testimony may be a clearer indication that what he's saying is the truth, and therefore he should be believed. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam ena nemenes, she's never believed unless she comes in crying with her garments torn. Tanya, so we learned in the Brayse, the Chacham say to Rabbi Yehuda, Amar lo le'Rabbi Yehuda, Lidvarecha, according to your opinion, Pikachas tinasei, Shaita lo tinasei. A smart woman, a clever woman who knows how to put on such a show, so to speak, will be allowed to get remarried. A woman who's not smart and doesn't know how to do this should not be allowed to get married? That's the way some Rishonim explain. Other Rishonim explain, Pikachas Tanase, a woman who's clever and normally doesn't cry, and now she's crying, so we'll be convinced that she's saying the truth. However, Shaita, a woman who's a Shaita and is always crying, and therefore crying in this situation doesn't prove anything. Loi Tanase, she should not be allowed to get married. Aldef says the Gemara, the Rabbanan held, Achazu v'achazu Tanase, in both situations she may get remarried. Says the Gemara, Hayid Asher LeBeidin and Rabbi Yehuda. There was a situation where a woman came to the Bezin of Rabbi Yehuda. Amrile, so the Rabbanan told her, Sipti Balech, say a hesped of your husband, Kri Manech, tear your clothing, Sisri Mazaych, and make your hair messy, so it should look like you're really mourning over your husband. Asked the Gemara, a fool Shikra, are we teaching her to lie? Answers the Gemara, Inuk Rabbanan Sfirulu, they really held like the Rabbanan that a woman is always believed, whether she's showing that she's mourning or not. However, Amrit Tevet Hachi Kech Delishri, this Bezdin was a Bezdin that followed the opinion of Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda held that such is required, so they told her, act this way so that they should allow you, because really it's not necessary. Says the Meiri and Aruch Lener, based on this Gemara, the way we know that the halacha is that one does not have to do something. But we know that the Rav that we're facing, the Bezdin that we're facing, is Machmer. It's permitted to advise the person to do something to meet that requirement in order to receive the heter, and it's not considered lying, it's not considered deceiving. Along the same lines, I saw from Rav Chaim Kanievsky an interesting psak. There was a woman who was trying to get her child into a yeshiva, and she was having difficulty getting her child into that yeshiva. And she was advised that if she will come crying that such a terrible thing that they're not allowing her son into the yeshiva, that may influence the administration to allow him into the yeshiva, that the halach is that under those circumstances, as Al Gemara says, said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, she may in fact cry to achieve her goal. Says the Mishnah, Beisela Oimrim, Leshemanu, we did not hear that we could rely on the testimony of a woman, of a wife, to say that her husband died, Elaba Menakotzir, only in a situation where she's coming home from the harvest, Ubais Medina, and it's in the same country, Ukumaisa Shaya, as the was a story as that we will learn soon in the Gemara Mitzvashem, where that was the story where women, where a woman was, wife was believed to say her husband died. So there's Machloikas Taisus and Rashi, how to understand Beis Hillel. Beis Shama, Taisus quotes to Yerushalmi, saying that Beis Hillel requires the story of a Kotzer, because there was a situation that they were out in the heat during the harvest, and that's why he died from being exposed to the heat. And that's the only circumstance, according to Beis Hillel, we believe. Rashi says that certainly Beis Hillel is not limiting his leniency only to a situation where they were out in the heat. And Beis Hillel will agree that in other circumstances also a wife will be trusted. Tosfos says that the situation, Rashi says that the situation here is that she's coming from an area which is close by where we can independently verify that the husband passed away. But if she's coming from a far away place where it's impossible or difficult to verify, that's where Beis Hillel says we will not trust the wife. Amar Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai disagree with Beis Hillel, and they say, Achas Bob Min HaKotzer, it makes no difference if they're coming for cutting the grain, Achas Bob Min HaZeisim, cutting olives, Achas Bob Min HaBotzer, cutting grapes, Achas Bob Medina Medina, whether coming from close by or from further, Le'Dibru Chacham B'Kotzer El B'Hoiva. Chazal only mentioned that story because that was the story that initiated the heter. Chazar Beis Hillel Lahiris Ke Beis Shammai, and ultimately Beis Hillel followed the opinion of Beis Shammai. And the Mefarshim point out that even though normally in Shas, when a Mishnah quotes the opinion of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, normally it quotes the opinion of Beis Shammai and then the opinion of Beis Hillel, that's because normally the halacha is like Beis Hillel. However, here, as we just finished learning, the halacha follows the opinion of Beis Shammai. That's why this Mishnah first quotes the opinion of Beis Hillel, and then it quotes the opinion of Beis Shammai. Tanya, Amlan Beis Shammai leBeis Hillel, l'dvareichem, according to your words, only if they're cutting grain. How do we know if they're cutting barley? We only know when they're cutting grain. Beitzer, how do we know when they're picking grapes? Maisik, picking olives. Geider, picking dates. Oider, gathering figs. Minayin, Alamaisa Shahari Bekotzer. Rather, the story that initiated Chazal's rule that we could trust a woman, a wife, was by a kotzer. However, didn't lakula, makes no difference. Hachinami, my shayu bais medina. Similarly, even though the story which the heter of Chazal was based on was in the same country, who didn't lakula, even if it comes from a different country, we believe the wife. A beis hillel say, bais medina teshchichi inshi, in that same country where people are familiar with what happened, they travel back and forth. Mirsis, she's afraid to lie, and she's trusted. Medina, however, from one country to another country, the loy shchichi inshi, that there aren't so many people traveling, loy mirsis, she's not concerned. Beis Shammai says, Hachinami, even from one country to another country, Shchichi Shayar, so that people constantly travel, and that's why she's always concerned to lie, and that's why we can believe her. My Maisa Shahaya, what is the Maisa Shahaya? Dam Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Shilfik Tzir Chitin Hayu, it was the end of the wheat harvest. And 10 people went to cut wheat. And a snake bit one of them and he passed away. And his wife came and notified Bezdin. And it turned out what she said was correct. At that time they decreed, a woman who testified that her husband died may get married, and she, to Shabbim, she's even allowed to have Yibim based on this testimony. The Marik explains that what happened in this testimony, in this story, that caused Bezdin to institute this rule. What happened here was, says the Marik, that there were many people there. Till this story, Bezdin always, the Chazal always assumed that there must be Edom that will be able to testify that someone died. And therefore, we should not trust his wife. However, what Chazal saw in this episode was that there were so many people that were there when this woman, when they went out to gather the wheat, yet, and it was a nearby city, yet there was no aid that could independently say, that came forth and said that the man died. So we see that even though we can't always assume and rely that Adam will come to testify that their husband died. And therefore, because of an aguna, Mishim aguna, ekilu barabanan, and we accept the testimony of the wife. Says the Gemara, Name Rav Chananya ben Akiva of Rabbanon, but plucked the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Kalifki. So we said in Machlokes, we're going to learn now between Rav Chananya ben Akiva and Rabbanon is identical to Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Tanya, while Yisa Adam Echatis Veif Echatis, a person should not carry the Chatis ashes or the water in which that is, those ashes are mixed, V'yavirem B'yadim Esfina, over the Yardin in a boat. Nor should he stand on one side of the river and throw them across to the other side. Nor should he float them across the water. Nor should he put them on top of an animal or on top of a friend passing the river. Unless the rider's feet were touching the ground. He could take them over a bridge. And this rule applies to the Yarden and all other rivers. The only Isser is with the Yarden in a boat, as a Maisa Shahaya that happened once, as we'll see soon. So, says the Gemara, the Rabbanon who take and don't need that the exact same circumstances should be in all situations, follow Beis Shammai. Just like Beis Shammai, our Mishnah says, that we always trust the wife, even if the circumstances are different than the original episode that Chazal relied on the wife. And Rav Chananya ben Kiva, who requires the exact same circumstances, will hold like Beis Hillel. Amlach Rabbanim, Ananda Amriyaf Beis Hillel. We could agree with Beis Hillel. At Kan Lekon Beis Hillel Hossam, El Shem Demirsis. The reason why the woman is trusted is because she's concerned that she should not be caught lying. And therefore, Makam Karv Mirsis, in a place that's nearby, she's concerned, but Makam Rachik Loi Mirsis. A further place, she's not concerned. Hacha, however, in this case, Mali Yardin, Mali Shanaris. There's no reason to differentiate between the Yardin and all other rivers, and therefore, everybody will agree that in all circumstances, we can't transport Deifachatis, Mechatis. Rechnan Mekivaymer, another Amri Afla Beis Shammai. I could agree with Beis Shammai. I can't recall Beis Shammai Hossam, and Hashem the E. Dike Mincibah. By the Aguna, we know she investigates to make sure what she's saying is 100% accurate before she gets remarried because of the repercussions of it not being true. And therefore, Mali Machem Karev, Mali Machem Rochak. However, Hocha, here, the decree was because of Maisa Shahaya. The Maisa Shahaya, the story that happened, as we will learn in a moment, was in a Yarden and a boat. And that's where the Maisa was. And that's where Goz Rabban and Chazal made a Gzeira. B'shan Nahiris, the Loyav Maisa, but in other rivers where there was no Maisa like Goz Rabban. And as Mefarshim explained, Chazanish explains this way, there are two reasons Chazal can make a Gzeira. One is because there was once an episode, and because of that episode, Chazal made a Gzeira in other situations, or because Chazal have a Svara. If the Gzeira of Chazal is based on a Svara, or the Takon of Chazal is based on a Svara, then the situations do not have to be exactly similar. However, if it's based because something happened, not based on a Svara, then the situations have to be exactly similar. My Maisa Shahaya, what's the Maisa Shahaya that happened with the Mechatis? Don't you the Rav? Maisa Ba'odim Shahaya Ma'avim Mechatis Ve'Vechatis Piyadin B'Sfina. There was somebody who was transporting the Ve'Vechatis to Mechatis in the Yardin in a boat. V'Nimtza Kazayis Ben Ameis, and there was a Kazayis of Ameis Tochubit Karkur Shal Sfina that was lodged in the floor of the boat. Ba'odim Shahamru, at that point Chazal said, Lo Yisa Adam Mechatis Ve'Vechatis, a person should not carry Mechatis Ve'Vechatis Ve'Yavire Piyadin B'Sfina, because at the Mechatis, the Efechatis passed over the Kazayis of the Meis, which the Kazayis of the Meis gives off Tumah to anything above it, and it made the Efechatis and Mechatis Tomei. And therefore, the Machloikus was, how far do we take that Gezerah? Does that have to be exactly identical to that circumstance or not?